From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The stimulus package sets aside $98 billion for public schools, but it'll take some time for that money to trickle down to local school districts, perhaps not soon enough to avert more layoffs and budget cuts. But that's not stopping superintendents and teachers from thinking about how they want to spend their share of the money. NPR's Claudio Sanchez visited one school district in rural West Virginia that's making plans for the days and years ahead.
Larry Gillespie sticks his head out of his 84 Toyota four-wheel drive, squints in the brilliant sun, and surveys the wind damage to the roof of one of his schools.
You can see up there where it's peeled up on the end right there a little bit, that aluminum. They had to...
Gillespie is superintendent of schools in Clay County, West Virginia, just north of Charleston, the state capital. He's parked on a steep incline overlooking the town of Clay, nestled right up against the poplars, oak, and sycamore trees that rise like spears from the towering hills. The roof repairmen who've come by say it'll cost about $8,000 to $10,000 to fix the damage. With no local property tax base to speak of, Clay County's the second poorest county in the state. Schools here have always struggled to pay their bills, so thank God for the stimulus bill, says Gillespie.
It could really be a big benefit to us to have that funding.
He says it may help the school district not just get through the economic crisis, but jumpstart some long-term improvements.
I think we can do as much with that money to help kids get to the level that people want them to be at as anybody can.
Right now, for example, Gillespie says he desperately needs a new data system to track students' progress. He needs to hire people who can show his teachers how to use technology. He needs more reading and math coaches. And he needs to rehire several janitors.
On behalf of the Clay County Board of Education, I'm tickled to death that you have an interest in being an employee in the Clay County school system.
This is the one thing Gillespie can do right now, knowing that the stimulus funds are on their way. So he's meeting with about a dozen applicants. A few are his former students.
We need jobs here.
It's getting to the point where it's really getting tough.
I'm doing it for the extra money and hope to get on for full-time for insurance.
Yeah, me too.
Kim McMurray, Jennifer Turner, and Burl Whitaker say Clay County's losing so many jobs, more and more people are looking to the only place that's hiring, the schools. But Gillespie reminds me that for all the talk about the stimulus bill creating or protecting jobs, that's not really as important as the investment in school children. Of course, he can't begin to make the investment until he knows how much money Clay County's going to get.
The stimulus bill has got so many twists and turns. Every time they have a meeting, they delete or add something. I just want to see the finished copy, then I'll know what to do.
For now, public schools in West Virginia have put their budget decisions on hold, which is why the state school superintendent, Stephen Payne, was in Washington recently to get some answers.
Good to see you. See you next week, maybe? Next week, see you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. Okay.
I caught up with Payne as he was leaving the White House, where he and state school chiefs from across the country met with Vice President Joe Biden and Education Secretary Arne Duncan.
The purpose for these monies is not just to create jobs in the short term, but to implement a long-term vision for the next 4 years at least.
That's assuming that the stimulus funds for education continue to flow for that long, which is a real possibility, says former West Virginia Governor Bob Wise.
I think there will be a higher level of federal funding than has been in the past, but it also with that will have to come changes and that result in higher student outcomes.
Wise now heads the Alliance for Excellence in Education, a school reform group that's closely monitoring the stimulus bill. He says if states adopt real reforms and show how the stimulus money will be spent to sharpen student skills, it'll be very hard for Congress to pull back the extra funding.
We can't come out of this having invested the vast amounts of money, still having a 30% dropout rate in this country, and another 30% graduating from our high schools not ready for college or the modern workplace.
This crisis, says Wise, is going to force schools to do what the nation has been debating for the last 20 years. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.